Hey guys, welcome to Accents English. I'm Josh.
And I'm Cassie.
Today we're talking about exercising.
Yay!
Yay! Like we did before. Because it's, for some people, exercising, some people live to exercise.
Yep.
Some people feels like that's all they do.
They're like health coaches and...
And I'll be honest, they're in great shape.
And they look good and they want the world to look good too.
Yeah, I'll throw in a quick note about looking good. I feel like people that exercise look good when they're older as well.
Yeah. So. And they live longer generally.
A lot of benefits to exercise. And we'll get into that more of that later. But for now, we just want to talk about some different types of exercises and what Cassie and I do, and just kind of go in a little more detail about the things that we talked about in the beginner podcast. So Cassie, how often do you exercise? Don't lie.
I exercise, well, it's a little bit more frequent now that the sports club has started up again.
But yeah, because you run a sports club. Yeah.
I do run a sports club for homeschoolers. I average probably once, maybe twice a week.
Yeah.
Maybe more. Yeah. It depends.
Not bad.
Could be better. What about you? How many times do you exercise in a week?
I shouldn't have asked the question because I knew it was going to come back. I probably exercise lately less, but once to twice.
Yeah.
It's
recommended to exercise probably every day if possible, right? At least 3 times a week.
It depends on who's making the recommendation.
Yeah.
But I think that, yeah, I mean, certainly physical activity every day is encouraged.
Yeah.
For sure.
All during the summer, we would bike to the park.
So yeah. We'd,
like, try to do that every day. So. That
yeah, and great. I guess when I'm riding my bicycle to work, I think about that. Then I'm exercising a little more. Because that's another, you know, maybe as much as 50 minutes of exercise.
Mm-hmm.
We're definitely not
the good example.
Not the best examples of exercise.
But we know it's important.
But we do know it's important. That's half the battle. Not really. But we know it's important and we do some. Yeah. Because we don't want to get...
Heavy
or we don't want to get out of shape really. We want to be able to do things.
Yeah.
And there's lots of ways you can exercise. It's not like a one size fits all. You know, I talked in the previous podcast about my boss that I had that she just lived to run.
Yeah.
A lot of people do. A lot of people live to run. I work with another woman right now who, boy, I don't know. I mean, she runs hundreds of miles a month.
Wow.
I don't know about hundreds, but she's over 100 a month.
Yeah.
And it's just what they do. And, you know, I've had people that were triathletes and stuff. So anyway, lots of ways to do it. We want to talk about some. Let's talk about some common exercises, Cassie.
There's sports. There's like lots of different sports. And we touched on a couple of them in the beginner podcast.
Soccer, which says great exercise because you have to run on the very large field.
Football, basketball.
Yeah, American football's a lot more downtime, but... most of the people that play American football are also weight training.
Mm-hmm.
So they're doing a lot of strength training in addition to their practice.
Yeah.
What was the other one you said?
I said basketball.
Basketball, yeah, basketball. So basketball, I feel like to play basketball, similar to soccer, I mean, you basically need to be able to run up and down a court for 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And not like jogging either.
Yeah.
You have to be able to run.
Yeah.
And so that's a great exercise. It also a lot of strength training in legs to be able to jump high. Mm-hmm.
So we mentioned volleyball too.
Volleyball.
And did we mention something else?
We did, but with volleyball, I feel like that one can be good exercise. If you look at if you go online and look at some games of college volleyball.
Yeah, those are intense.
Those guys are running. Those guys do a lot of strength training on their legs.
They can jump high.
They can jump really high. Some guys with almost, 40-inch verticals. I mean, just jumping. It looks like they're going to go through the roof when they jump. And they hit the ball really hard. And they're really fast-paced, versus, you know, maybe some people that aren't as good, it's probably not nearly as much exercise. I know with you, when you do it, you go diving on the floor and
Yeah,
everything.
I wear my knee pads.
So yeah, can be good exercise. We talked about baseball, a lot of standing around in baseball.
Yeah.
Generally, I think that they also do a lot of strength training. They're really big guys that play baseball. But yeah, it's, you know,
And
if you get together with friends and play a game of baseball, there's no guarantee that you're gonna
yeah.
really get much exercise. Then we play talking about tennis, which is a lot of exercise. You gotta run, especially if you're playing singles. You gotta
Yeah.
run back and forth on the court the whole time. Pretty rough.
So besides sports, what else can we do for exercise?
Well, the big one is jogging, I feel like.
Yeah, well, let's not talk about jogging. We already talked about jogging.
Okay. All
Well,
right.
we started with jogging, that's why I said
Yeah, no,
that.
that's
But
fine.
we have other things to do, like yoga, it's a form of exercise, and dance we mentioned before in the previous
Yeah,
podcast.
love dancing. You know, it's one I feel like it's almost forgotten. Like people just don't, I feel like
People don't learn how to dance
people don't learn
anymore.
how to dance anymore. People go to dance clubs and they just kind of bounce around.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that's good
Yeah.
exercise. Because I did that too, and it was, oh, I remember sweating like a dog sometimes.
But there's something special about social dancing and having a partner and
Yeah, and learning the techniques.
the steps and
And
things.
it's hard work.
Yeah. You can move your body to it and it's
Meet
fun.
pretty women.
And good-looking guys.
That's right. So yeah, it's one that, like I said, a lot of people don't do it, but it's great exercise.
It worked for us.
Yeah.
I like to walk. I know it's not great exercise,
That's
but
not true. It's great exercise.
okay, sure, it is great exercise, and I love doing
It's
it.
wonderful exercise. In fact, my opinion is if you're just looking at health, overall health, if people didn't drive cars
They'd be a lot more healthy.
and just walked places, even if they didn't do what we call exercise,
Yeah.
they would be very healthy and live long lives. So, let's leave that at that.
How about swimming?
Swimming is probably the most intense exercise.
Yeah.
You look at
You
like,
work at all different muscle groups and
yeah, and like, and if you don't keep going, then you die.
unless you can touch
Unless you
the
can stand up, yeah. You
bottom.
look at like, you know, a professional or a competitive swimmer eats, you know, can easily eat 10,000 calories a day and burn it all off, and not gain fat, because they just burn it all off.
And
You
there are
know,
some sports with swimming too, or a sport that I'm
water
aware of.
polo, I'm
Water
talking about,
polo,
yeah.
yeah.
Also, very rough sport.
Yeah, I've heard. I don't
So,
know if I've ever seen a water polo game. Well, you played like inner tube water polo
yeah, that
in
doesn't count.
college.
That
That
doesn't count, yeah.
doesn't count.
But yeah, water polo is an intense sport.
And there's
Swimming.
also, yeah.
Swimming is a great sport, or excuse me, a great way to exercise, because if your bones are weak, it doesn't
Yeah.
require any impact.
Yeah,
But
I
you can
like
still
that.
work all your muscles and your heart.
I loved swimming when I was pregnant, so I didn't have to have all that weight on me.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm a big fan of somebody wants to swim. I think it's a great way to do it. Of course, there's cycling, hiking, rock climbing, skiing.
The
It's like
list goes
the list
on.
goes on
There's
and
so
on and
many
on.
creative ways to move your body
Yeah.
and to sweat and get healthy.
The biggest one for me, you mentioned for you, is volleyball. For me, it's
Basketball.
basketball. I play basketball pretty often, and I also have a weight bench, and have like adjustable weights. So I use the power blocks. They're just because it's
Free
convenient.
advertising for
Yeah,
them.
free advertisement for them. They're just so convenient, and
They don't take up much space.
yeah, I like doing push-ups. I can do those anywhere, even at work. Find a quiet place and go do some push-ups. And yeah, it's just, you know, these types of calisthenics, that is, and a calisthenic is exercise where you use your body weight, or things that anybody can do in their home just to give a little bit of strength training, get your heart rate up. So, but yeah, I mean, another great thing you can do while you're exercising, listen to a podcast and learn English, as we mentioned before. You know, your brain muscles can grow, your ear muscles can grow. You know, these are kind of jokes, but you would you can learn as you're exercising, and you know, you could also read a book or something, or listen to a book. But anyway, thanks for listening, guys, and
keep on moving,
keep your exercise going. Bye.
Gracias por escuchar. Si le gustaría obtener más información, como una transcripción de nuestro podcast de hoy, visite a www.accentslanguages.com. Acceso a las transcripciones aumentará su inglés en gran manera. See you guys later.